if you don't stop being extra with that shit.
I hit him with the shabam button. Shabam. We're recording on my phone, the better phone, you know what I'm saying?
Shabam button sound like one of those TV ads.
I know. Shabam.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You can get you the, whoa, shabam. All
right. Bye. I don't got any witty jokes right now, so. Good. It's going to be a dry entry.
That's good. That's good for us.
That's good to hear. How's your week?
It was good. It was the last day of my summer camp. I'm still working summer camp, but it was the last day of my summer camp that I was the director at. So,
are you going to the BNA?
No, I'm still doing summer camp.
Are you gonna go into
BNA? I'm gonna do like part time. I'm like do afternoons. I can't start in the mornings.
Are you gonna find something else in the meantime?
No.
All right.
It's just a transition.
You know that meme with the guy in the red cup? He's like,
Yeah.
This is exactly it's just going to
be, his name is Conceited.
I know who he is. Rapper.
But yeah, it's just going to be like, I'm going to just do like part time for right now so I can adjust. Then I'll probably go back full time, but of now, no. Because, you know, Aurora and Denver.
Yeah, well, I mean, start looking for stuff out here.
They're already telling me that I need to go to Aurora because Denver's already full, so.
No, I meant, like, outside the Y. Start looking for stuff
out here. I'm not going to be resting on my laurels. It's just, like, this is a time, too, I think, for me to, you know, do other
do something else.
Other avenues, too. And then I can still, you know, work without, you know, unemployed trying to do the same avenues, you know.
Right. Well, just know what you're getting into.
Yeah, of course. I'm not dumb. I'm not gonna be like, yeah, I'm just doing this, you know. Of course I have a plan, so. Right,
well, let me know if you need help with anything.
No.
You know, don't say no to me. Thought I was gonna catch that shit.
It's like, yeah, of course, yeah. How was your week?
We just finished week 9. We got week 10 next week. We had registration on Wednesday and Thursday. So I got an interview. Well, I meet with my PO officer on Monday. It's the first time I'm meeting with her, like, since this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like, are you doing your stuff? Cool, you're on track? Cool, all right, see you later. And then I got an interview with the school at like 10:30, and then I'm supposed to go swimming with the kids at like 12. So it should be super easy. Nothing big, nothing fancy. And then Friday we have like our field day type thing. So my boss was like, yeah, you want to just hang with me and like be a boss of everyone? I'm like, fuck yeah, because I ain't trying to do shit. I'm gonna just yell at all the other staff that's fucking up and doing other shit wrong.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
But this episode, we're talking about
a couple of things,
right? Yeah, like astrology and all that. Yeah. So I sent you a link on Monday.
Yeah.
It was 16 personalities.
Okay, before you finish, I definitely forgot what I am. Oh, I'm a campaigner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the letters?
No.
Okay, so there's certain letters. Here, you...
Yeah, he's getting his phone, but he sent me this link, and I was like, what the hell is this? At the time, I had some time, so I was like, let me do this. And I did the test, and it said I was a campaigner. Some of the stuff they said about me on it was true, was kind of true, and I was like, okay. Some of it was like, I mean, maybe, but Jorge told me that everything on there described him, and we both got campaigners.
Okay. So, no, I didn't get a campaigner. I got something else.
I thought you did. You said we're both something.
Well, yeah. Okay. So let me go into it. So the website's called 16 Personalities, and it's based off a certain test where it's like a psychological test. Everyone is ranked within this set of things. So like you have four letters that equal to like your personality and what you are. There's four personality types, and then there's four types in that group. That's why it makes 16, right? So you have the analyst, which is the architect, the logician, commander, and debater. You have the diplomats, which is the advocate, mediator, protagonist, campaigner. That's what we are. You have the sentinels, which is the logisticanin. I can't even say it.
Bro, what?
They're fact-minded individuals, really super smart, right?
Okay.
The defender, the executive, and the consul. And then you have the explorers, where is the virtusu? I can't even say it, God. They're just experimenters.
Get it together.
All right, shut up. The adventurer, the entrepreneur, and the entertainer. So the explorers are basically like the free people, you know, like, oh yeah, like let me just take me where the wind's gonna take me. The sentinels are like the logical people, you know. There's people like, well, technically it's more like this, you know, more like that. And then you have the diplomats, which is us, which are more like we're grounded and we can kind of like go on the fly of things. So it's like, cool, we can do this. Oh, something changed, cool, well let's change it up and let's do this. Oh, something changed again, oh let's change it to this now.
Yeah,
you know, but we can like keep level-headed and like know what we're doing.
Gotcha.
And then you have the analysts, which are like the strict leaders, which are the people that are like nope, we're gonna do it this way, you know, this is according to the graphs, this is according to everything else, like strategically and logically this should work.
Gotcha.
Those type of people. So I'm a protagonist, and my letter is ENFJ, and then you're a campaigner, which is ENFP. Okay, so those letters correspond
to
like different things.
Wait, hold on. I thought we both were campaigners. You just said that.
No, I said I'm a protagonist.
We're both
diplomats. So we fall in the category of diplomats, and then there's four people in that category. So I'm a protagonist, you're a campaigner.
Okay.
I
swear, you said it.
I mean, you can go back and read the text.
Oh, we will.
You know,
oh,
that's
we
fine.
Will. But yeah, go ahead.
So I thought it was really cool because it's always something that like I keep seeing everywhere. You know, you see it on Tinder profiles, you see it on Bumble profiles, you see it in Instagram profiles, Twitter profiles. A lot of people have it, and then they compare you to like other people that are like that. So my people, like the two biggest people that I saw on there was Oprah Winfrey and Barack Obama. Those were my people that I got. And you got, I think, Robin Williams and Will Smith.
Oh, my God. Robin Williams, Will Smith, Johnny Depp. There was a couple more. I was like, yes.
Yeah,
this is
so like
fits what I'm actually.
Yeah, so it's
know.
Like when I was looking at yours, I was like, yeah, that's exactly the type of personality that I would see. You know, like you fitting among those people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about me fitting amongst like the people that I saw, you know, but
you don't know your potential, though.
Like, but it was one of those like, well, because like you're your biggest critic on everything.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
Like
you don't know like your maximum potential. Like,
right. So like if, so put it this way, if we're all in a room with these people, you know, it's something that I would have to have someone else kind of tell me and say, oh yeah, you fit with these people because, you know, you're like-minded and all that. But because of like the status of these people, you know, it's like really hard to imagine myself at that level. You, on the other hand, you're so outgoing, you know, so if I see you with, if I see you like walking up to Will Smith, I'd be like, oh yeah, he could definitely talk with them like it's nothing. You know, Robin Williams is still here, I could definitely see you like walking up to them like, I'm just say hi, you know, like I ain't got nothing to lose, like it's cool. So I made other people do it, and I made my mom do it too, but
mm-hmm.
she like forgot what she was because she deleted it. You know, parents of technology sometimes. You know, I love my mom. Don't.
Hey,
that's like me bashing
that
on my
took
mom.
Us some space, man.
But sorry, I had to get some water. So well, like, cause it brought into like something where it's like this is more of a logical thing of like what you are. And it kind of breaks it down on like why you're these people. And like you said earlier, you know, like some of those was like, yeah, it's kind of dead on. And some of those like, that doesn't really sound like me. You know, when I read mine, I was like, holy shit, like, this is a lot of stuff that I do, you know, and a lot of stuff of, like, how I act, you know. And even in things, it's like, don't think we're, like, trying to read into your life. Like, it's just, these are just the traits of people like this. So then it got me thinking of, okay, well, how deep do we get into this as opposed to how deep do we get into astrological things? Like, you're a Cancer, you're supposed to act like this. You're a Gemini, you're supposed to act like this.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I was born in the year of the snake, I'm supposed to be like this. Like, well, how, like, because this seems more like a logical thing for me to kind of get into and, like, based around, as opposed to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a Cancer because, and that's why I act this way.
Yeah.
Because astrologically, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
The stars don't mean, like, how your personality is going to be, you know. They just, it just means that you were born under the star of, or you're born under the celestial sign of whatever it is.
So you're saying you don't believe in, like, what's your sign and how people read into you like that. So you say you're a Cancer and they say, oh, you do this, you do that. You don't believe in that. Is that what you're saying? Like, they can't put you in a, they can't pigeonhole you. They can't put you in a box and say, hey, just because you're a Cancer, you have these traits. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying we shouldn't read too much into stuff like that. Because logically, there makes no sense on that. You know, I think what happened was that we've been so conditioned to hear it so much, you know, because you hear about, you know, oh, you're a Cancer, you're a Gemini, you're a Capricorn, more than you hear about anything else.
Yeah.
You know, you, like, yeah, people talk about, oh, yeah, you're born in the year of the snake, you're born in the year of, like, the dog, you know, or whatever it is. Like, you don't hear that as much as, like, you hear your Greek astrological sign.
Yeah.
And especially this test that I sent you, like, I don't know if you've noticed anything, like, if you've heard that about that test before this.
No, I've seen, same things, like, different, like, personality tests, but I've never seen something like that. But just to, like, piggyback off that, what I was just saying is I kind of, like, I'm not looking at that every, like, a horoscope every day saying, oh, this is really true. But there's is moments where they are really spot on, and I'm like, that is really true. Like you just said, like, it could be really spot on, and then also you can be like, no, that's not me at all. So I don't know. I just don't know, to be honest. Like, I can't tell you a definite answer. Be like, we can't base it off of that. We can't base it off of this, because there's been cases where I'm like, they were the horoscope was right and spot on what they were saying. Because there's been cases where they were like, hey, something's about to happen to you, good or bad, and then it happened. Like, you're just like, what? Like, that was crazy, you know. And then also they've said some stuff that was very outlandish, and I'm like, yeah, that's not happening, and it didn't happen. But I'm like stuck in the middle where, like, I'm not an advocate of it, but I'm also not a, like, a huge critic of it. I'm like, we'll see, you know, see how it goes, type of feel. I don't know. But how are you feeling? Are you, like, more of a critic of it? Like, are you like, let's do other things to base a person off of that? Or are you like, I'm open to it, but right now I'm like, let's not base it off
those horoscopes. So let's backtrack all the way to the beginning of everything, because in my family, I have like two sides of my family. And it's really tough because I've always battled with both. I have, like, the more of, like, the free spirit, spiritual type. That's my mom and, like, my great-grandma and a lot of other people. And then I have the logical type, which is, like, my grandpa and my grandma, who I grew up with. So it's, like, I saw both sides, you know. So, like, my great-grandma's like, oh, yeah, like, you have a white wolf following you, you know, and it keeps the black wolf at bay, you know. I'm like, okay. And then my grandma's like, no, like, just shitty things just happen to you. And, like, there's nothing you can do about
it. Hold on, I'll let you finish. But I saw your post, like, today. Is that why you said something where you, like, question everything? Is that where you get that from? Is, like, your grandparents, like,
yeah, my
don't just, you know, go with the flow. Like,
yeah, so
question everything.
Yeah, so I posted earlier
This just came to my head as soon as you talked.
This has no correlation to like what we're going to talk about today. It's just something that came to my head because I saw so many posts about so many different things. Let's say the biggest one would be like vaccines. You know, do not blindly follow something without questioning it. And that's something I've always preached no matter what it is. I go, it doesn't matter who it is, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, it doesn't matter what goes on. Like, if you blindly follow something and you never question it, like, that's a problem. Because you have to question whatever it is, whether it's your religion, whether it's your politics, whether it's your own personal beliefs, whether it's your friends. Like, if you blindly follow that, like, that becomes a problem and you add to that problem of whatever it is. Regardless of if you think it's right or wrong. You know, I can think like, put it this way, I can think that vaccines are the best thing in the world for your kids, you know, but I question it every time and I go, okay, like, is it really going to help this? Is it really going to do that? You know, and I ask them questions, but if I get the answers right and it validates what I'm saying, like, then that's more of a reason to believe into
it. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, whereas, you know, if I go, nope, the earth is flat. It's like, well, it's not because we have like a thing called gravity. You know, and this is how gravity works. Like, nope, it's flat. You know, these people said it, so I'm going to believe what they say. Like, you're not going to get anything out of that.
No, absolutely.
And you're more closed-minded.
Yeah.
So,
it's like that high school effect where, like...
Yeah, so, like, high school
the
mentality...
The trend, you follow the trend.
Yeah, high school mentality is, like, probably one of the worst things ever. And it's such a big turnoff for me, and especially, like, if I have friends like that. Like, I give you a chance to get out of that high school mentality. And I know we touched on this, like, a while
ago. Yeah, we touched on this a long time ago.
We're... If you have that high school mentality, like, I'll hang out with you for a little bit, but if you don't pick up on, like, what I'm pushing out, like, I'm not going to continue to sit here and talk with you. I'm going to move on with my life because I can't be roped back into that, you know, regardless of what it is. And going back to this, it's like, I feel like astrological signs, like, it's like 50-50, you know, because part of me wants to believe it and part of me doesn't. Because I grew up, like I said, you know, very logical, but very spiritual at the same time. You know, do I think certain medicines work? Yeah. Do I think home remedies work? Yeah. Do I believe in, like, you know, if I saw something on the ground, I should pick it up? You know, it's like, yeah. Like, if I see a penny upside down, nope, that's bad karma. I'm not going to touch that. Logically, there's nothing that proves that.
No.
You know, it's just a penny. But in my head,
in your head,
I've done it. Like, I played baseball, which is, like, the most... superficial sport there is, you know, and I can go into, like, you know, a whole episode.
You mean,
like,
superstitious?
Yeah. I can't think the words, right? Words,
like,
mouth,
wait,
don't work.
They fade.
Now, but it's, I can go into, like, a whole list and a whole podcast of that, of just, like, talking about the shit that we do in baseball, that relates to the game, you know, and I know you and I talked about that off the air. About a bunch of different stuff. So it's like, okay, let me go to what I am, right? I was born in the year of the snake, 1989.
Okay.
I am a Cancer, because I was born on July 1st. It's like right in the middle, right?
Gotcha.
And then I'm a protagonist, which is supposed to be like the leader type, but it can bend to, like, it's all, that type of person is all about helping other people raise up and be leaders with
them. Yeah.
Okay. So... logically, I'm like, oh, that sounds more like me. That sounds like what I do. As a Cancer, it's like, yeah, I let my emotions get the best of me, you know, and I have a hard time. As a Snake, it's like, you want to be helpful, you know, but at the same time, you're trying to balance of, like, trying to help other people, you know, or trying to help yourself. So it's like, I get all that. It's like, cool, like, there's a lot of people like that. But I feel like it's like a placebo effect, you know. The placebo effect is where you get sugar water. I'm explaining it to everyone else. For people that don't know, the placebo effect is basically it's sugar tablets to make you think that you're getting better on what it is. So it's like, oh, you know, you're sick. Why don't you take these two tablets? These two tablets are going to help you feel better. Take two until the bottle's done. You know, you take those tablets every day and you're like, oh, I'm feeling better. You know, but in reality, they're just sugar. You're just taking sugar water.
Yeah, it's a mindset. Basically.
Yeah, so... I feel like the astrological signs were more like that, and something like this, I can kind of, like, back up more because logically it sounds more not sane.
They
to me.
Actually, I feel like you like this more because they actually, like, ask you questions on how you are instead of just saying, nope, Like, just because you were born under these, like, stars or anything like that, you're like this. But this one, like, they ask you personal questions about 1 to 5, how are you like this, how are you like this, in this situation, in this environment. So I agree on that, where they were asking me questions. I was like, yeah, I am like this, and I am like that. And then they
did so. I know the perfect way I can, like, compare this and, like, how it plays out in my mind. There is a famous philosopher, I want to say Nostradamus, you know, and I could be wrong on this, but anyway, he was like,
about right.
He was like the one that said, he's like, oh yeah, there's going to be like 9/11, you know, and like he said that like years ago. He's like, there's going to be a great world war. The only problem is that he said something that was vague. You know, and what happened was
a certain date.
There wasn't like, he's like, it's like in the future. It's like, okay, well, the future,
yeah, no shit.
The future from now, it's like up until like whenever anyone is hearing this podcast.
Something's going to happen.
You know?
Like,
so it's like, I can be like, in the future, you know, there's going to be a big celebration of some kind where people gather, you know, and then a couch is burned. You know, for you guys, like, that happened during the Super Bowl. Like, we saw a couch on fire.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like shit like that. So what I think happened was, is that we, in our minds, we get associated with certain like words or keywords or certain things, you know, and we see it happen, we automatically assume that that's what it is, and that's what we're like reaching for, you know. So it's like, for me, it's like for cancer, it's like, oh, during this week, you're going to meet someone that you haven't talked to in, like, years. Or, like, you're going to meet, like, your new best friend or something, you know. So I'm like, what? Like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. And then, like, I end up talking to someone that, like, sends me something off of Facebook. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, that's weird that that happened. When in reality, it's like, there's no logical correlation. Like, that's supposed to happen. And I think I just associated with that, you know. So now it's like, for me, it's like, well, that validates what that says. Now horoscopes might be more of a thing for me to kind of like confirm that's what it is. You know, do I believe some of the stuff? No, I think it's pretty stupid. I don't, like, there's times I sit there and go, fucking cancers don't mean that like you're going to be like an emotional wreck all the time. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, like, maybe like they got some truth in there, you know, but I think it's just my mind like reaching for it. And it's like you said, this one asked me questions and it's more like, let me get your personality and tell you like where you fit in, as opposed to like, nope, you're born, this is what you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you're here, this is what you are.
Yeah.
So it's tough in a sense because I battle with it back and forth. And it is something like I want to talk with you about because I'm like, Kiwan's on a different spectrum of what I am.
Yeah.
You know, I cut off my religion and became Buddhist when I was in college, which was like 18, 19.
Yeah.
You know, you still stuck with your religion your whole time. I'm not saying that like you go to church every Sunday.
No. I actually don't like, so my, you know, grandma, she basically forced us, like, we went to church and like we're Christian.
Yeah.
But
my grandparents too.
Me and our other friend Taj, like, we started to realize I'm not gonna trash like the whole Christian religion, but I'm saying that some of them, those churches are there to make money, and it's real. And I thought me thinking that was like, oh, like, I'm a bad person for thinking that. Well, in reality, it's the truth. You know, they go in there and they want you to come out of, you know, come out with money because you said something that they agree with. So like, you're like, you've been through something, raise your hand, hallelujah, or something like that. And then everyone's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then now they're like, oh, pass the tray around so we can give you money. And I'm like, what? And me and Taj were talking about it. We were like, this is just this one church, like I said. I'm not, you know,
shitting on everything. It happens in a lot of places.
Yeah, I'm not.
We had it at, like, our church. But it's, is your church predominantly Black?
Yeah.
Okay. Our church isn't, saying, like, our church is predominantly white. Like, my grandpa and I still got, like, sore thumbs. But, I mean, essentially, they said it in the same way, just not as, like, enthusiastically. You know, so, like, I get where you're coming from. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. No, you're good. I was just saying that you notice they start to sway their sermon, in a sense, to the crowd and the environment. So, like, they might see a couple people who haven't been there before and be like, oh, let me tell a story about such and such, such and this. But I was getting back to where me and Todd like noticed. So we went to the same church, and this pastor, like, he would contradict himself like every Sunday. So he'll say that he did this one Sunday, and then the next Sunday he says he's doing the total opposite. And we're like, wait, you just said you've never done that. The next week you're like, oh yeah, I've been through that. Like, you've been through this. So I'm like, I know for a fact he's doing that. So that's what, you know, distanced myself from that. I still believe in God. You know, I still, you know, believe in Jesus in a little bit. Not in a little bit, but I believe. But the whole religion thing tear people apart. We can go into that.
Yeah, and it's not something like we want to go too far.
But I was just saying, like, you brought
no,
it up.
No, it's an example of, yeah, like, how we're... It's hard because this was one of those things where, like, after I took this test, it's one of those things where I was like, in my head, it makes sense to me. But I can't verbally, like, put it out there, like, how I feel about it. You know, and even now, like, I'm sure as, like, you guys listen to it, like, they're stumbling over their words and, like, there's, like, times when they're kind of, like, stalling, like, because it's a hard thing to kind of push out, you know, without, like, because we've said this before, like, I don't want to step into religion, politics, or anything like that.
No, yeah, you know? So absolutely. So that's all I was just saying. It's just a tough situation to, like, analyze because half of it I don't know. Like, you know, 5 years from now, I can learn about shit now. And then be like, oh, like, I have a different mindset. So I just don't know right now. And that's fine. And I learned that that's fine for me. Like you said, the question things that happens and, like, question why this happening, why is this happening? And then if I get the right answers that will, you know, satisfy my brain, then I'm all good, you know, good to go. But
yeah, we Gucci.
Yeah, exactly. Good. So you made a valid point on that where you're like, if you question and they give you valid answers, you're gonna be fine now, you know, instead of you just, like, going with the flow and saying, yeah, I'll just follow it because my grandma did, you know, because my dad did or something,
right,
like that.
And so it's something where it's like, when I mean like they give you answers, not just the answers you want to hear, you know, or not just the answers you think is right, like the correct answer.
Or they give you that aha, like, oh, I get it. You know?
Yeah. Like, for me, you know, church was just a hard time for me, and I battled with it so much. But when I took art history, it was like I learned so much more about it because my teacher was atheist. But he's like, I'm not going to teach you anything about my religion. I'm just going to teach you what the picture means and what I think that they, you know, felt like at the time doing this. You know, so, like, if you look back then at, like, some of those pictures, there's a thing called a Venus. Okay, a Venus was the one where it's like the girl was naked and, like, she had the flowing hair, you know, and, like, posing, like, different ways, like laying down on the couch. The big famous one that everyone kind of knows is the girl, like, covering herself and she's sitting in a clam, or she's standing in a clam, you know, and there's, like, angels around. And, like, everybody was like, oh yeah, like, the Venus means, like, purity and this. And, like, my teacher was like, I think these guys just wanted to draw naked women. And I was like, why didn't I even think of that? Like, why was that, like, never an option in my head? Because, you know, reality, it's like, yeah, like, there's people that draw, like, dick. Like, what was it? Superbad?
Yeah.
What's his name was drawing dicks all the time?
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, yeah, but it's like, there's people that just, like, draw it, like, oh, I'm gonna draw this anime girl with big-ass tits. Like, that's all people want to draw sometimes. It's just, like,
people make it bigger than it actually
is.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's just the surface. It's not nothing deeper. Is that what you're saying?
And, like, and that's, like, what hit me with, like, religion. It's like, how do I know people just didn't write this because they felt like this at the time? Like, maybe they're smoking peyote and, like, there was a talking fire bush that was talking to me. Like, I'm not saying that it didn't happen, you know, but I'm not saying
we just don't know.
Yeah, so it's like, for me, it was like, look, I'm going to step away. I'm going to be Buddhist because their teaching is just be a good person, do good stuff, and good karma will happen to you. Don't do it because you're going to get a gain out of something. Do it because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
All religions preach that. You know, but I didn't want to, like, go specifically to a god or anything. I wanted to go, like, just as a person,
gotcha,
as myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, if in my head I'm thinking, no, I'm going to get to heaven. Like, no, like, that just, it felt wrong to me. So even when I go to church, I'm like, I'm not going to take communion, even though I got my communion done. I can go up and take the body and blood, But I chose not to, like, every single time. So I'm going, nope, I'm just going to sit here,
yeah.
you know, and I'll be respectful to any type of religion that there
right.
is. As we said before, I'm not bashing any religion.
No.
You know, whatever you want to believe is what you want to believe.
Exactly.
That is
not our point here.
Our point in, like, all of this was talking about, you know, the 16 personalities, the zodiac sign, and then, like, your Chinese zodiac, and, like, how we feel about that, you know. Part of me just wants to go, what are we talking about again?
Yeah.
Like, because it sounds like we're getting off topic, but, like, in my head,
no,
it's, like,
that,
making
this
sense.
This correlates, because I was going to say that I feel personally that horoscopes are part of it, but I feel more, we talked about this, like, a long time ago, but I feel like you believe, like current forms right now, you're not really talking about God, but I feel like God gave us the predestined, you know, path. Like, he's like, you're gonna do this when you know this is your purpose.
Oh, okay. Like, this is your journey.
Yeah,
you're ready for it.
Yeah,
like, you'll see
exactly
it. Okay.
So, like, I feel that's how I personally feel. So when horoscope said you're doing this, you're doing that, I'm like, no. And also, I've never been the type, I hate when someone or something says that you're in this box, you know. I mean, look at me, I'm a 6'7" tall African American. They should, you know, in that box, they
it's
should think
standard
I should.
Question.
Yeah, they should.
Do you play basketball?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not the one to say, oh, I should be in this box, you know. I'm always like, no, I'm not. You know, I'm always going against the grain when someone says, you need to be here. You need to be here.
Right.
In every aspect. So that's how I feel. I feel like it correlates because it can be something good for you, like horoscopes and all that. But also, don't, as you know, people who use it, like, religiously, like, it's their religion.
Oh. Yeah, there's people
for
that,
like,
I don't want to talk to you because you're cancer. Like, what the fuck does that have
yeah.
to do with anything? Like,
I don't
want
to talk to you
because
you're cancer. I can't date you. Oh, we're not a good match. How do you know? Like, you can't tell me we're not a good match until you go on a date with me or you've seen me a couple times and be like, okay, he's not a good guy.
I was waiting for you, like, boy, like, and fuck you, Brittany, because I was a good man.
Yeah, but no, like, I'm just saying, like, that's stupid to just prejudge someone
yeah.
because of their horoscope.
So,
you know, that's
what I'm saying. We're taught as kids, never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
By
its cover, yeah.
Whatever the fuck it means, right? You know what I was trying to say, all right?
Yes,
words
I do.
Can't, don't work.
You know
now.
How we do. We correct each other, so.
Yeah, I can't speak right now. I'm all fumbling over everything.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with, like, astrological signs, you know? I mean, technically, it's like, I should find a Taurus and, like, settle down. And it's weird because two of my exes were Taurus.
Your last one?
Yeah, she was a Taurus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
People born in May are Taurus, which was two of my exes, which were two of the longest relationships I had, you know.
Interesting.
And it's like, see, that's the kind of shit where I'm like, all right, well, that's a weird thing. You know,
you just said we're a match, but apparently we're not.
But it's like, okay, so that too, it's like, yeah, we, like, matched up and we dated, you know, for, like, X amount of time, you know. But at the same time, like, I thought back, I'm like, both of them, like, their flowers were this. Both of them, they like this. Both of them like this. And I'm like, that's very similar, and it's, like, specific to, like, Taurus, quote unquote, right? So I'm like, that's the type of shit where I'm like, all right, maybe this astrological shit, like, has something going for it. But at the same time, like, I think logically I was just attracted to that person because they had the same similar qualities of someone else I dated, and that felt comforting to me.
Gotcha.
You know? So it's like, when you sit down and, like, logically think about stuff, you know, you're like, oh, well, that makes way more sense than just, like, assuming, you know, because that person was a Taurus and that person was a Taurus and I was a Cancer, we were compatible at that time. It's like, no, like, there's more to it than just that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just like every single greatest sports moment ever, like, was led up to it because something happened, because someone did something, not because of some miracle thing that happened. You know, Michael Jordan taking that shot, you know, in game six. Like, he took that shot because that's a spot to take a shot.
Yeah.
You know, and he knows how to make that shot. It wasn't like, oh, he shot it and it just went in. You know, no, because he practiced shit like that. Like, constantly. There's more that leads up to that one thing.
But there's been occasions where, like, someone's made some shit and they even admit it to be like, I just threw it up. And
yeah, but I mean, like, if you go into, like, the science of things, right? It's like, okay, but, like, because you shot at that, statistically and logically, and according to the numbers, you had a better chance of making that shot, whereas if you just did a regular shot, you know, at that moment. So it's like, stuff like that, like, gets to me. I'm like, yeah, there's times I'm like, whoa, like, I did not see that play coming. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for it. I love those type of moments in games, you know. I love making those moments in games, you know, when I do shit like that too, and everybody's like, I didn't think you had a play on that. I'm like, nah, I knew I was gonna go in the minute. Like, I know there's times when you shot a ball and, like, you can turn around and you're like, that's good all day of the week.
Yeah.
Like, I can, like, just, I don't even have to look at that. That's drilling in right in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's times when, like, sometimes you have to just let fates take over and stuff. But there's other times where it's like, logically speaking, like, this happened because of this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I go back to, like, what I said before. Like, you can't just use blind faith for everything. Like, don't say, like, oh, see, God told me not to fuck with you, and that's why no, that's not the reason why. It's like, you're fucking with those people because that's your product of the environment, or, like, that's how you live your life all the time. You know, it's like what we talked about before. God, we said that, like, at least 7 times this episode.
Well, that's
I know, because we talk about this a lot, and we always bounce shit off. But it's like, going to the club and expecting to find a wife.
Right.
Like,
duh.
Like, you know, and like, oh, they broke up with me. It's like, well, where did you find that person? Like, did you try going to the gym? Did you try going to the zoo?
Right.
The library? You know, like, a baseball game? Like, different places have different people.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the same spot and you do the same thing constantly, that's the definition of insanity.
People every day. You know, every time.
Yeah,
so,
that's why the same people know us in certain places, because we're
they all have the same mentality. Or they're always there. I want to go out, have fun. I want to go out and dance, you know. So, I agree on that. But yeah, I just, and also there's certain traits that I have of Gemini, like they said, it's like different personalities. Sometimes I feel like I am different people sometimes. Like, I could be chill and then all of a sudden I'm just hyper as fuck and just, like, you know, being goofy and everything like that. So that part, I'm like, okay, I got those traits. But there's other traits where they're like, you're crazy. And I'm like, I'm not crazy. I'm like, no. You can't put me in that box, period. Trust me, I've met some Geminis that are crazy. I'm not saying that.
And I've met Cancers that are like emotional wrecks or like full-on depressed.
Yeah. So I'm just saying you can't put everyone in that box.
Right.
Like, there's exceptions to every rule, period. That's why I always believe in that.
Right. So, going back to this, I just want to, like, kind of wrap everything up. You can be born under a certain sign. You can be born in a certain month. You can be born, you know, to certain people. But at the end of the day, you know, like, I was born in the month of July. I'm a Ruby, okay? That has, like, a whole nother set of things. Like, oh, Ruby's being this. That's your birthstone, right? I'm a Cancer. Like, Cancers mean, like, all this, right? I'm a snake. Snakes mean all this, you know. That kind of stuff is essentially a product of your environment. And with the world today, like, it's coming out more and more and more. There's so many times where it's like, I've seen it a lot more now than I have 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, astrological stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine if you want to believe it, you know, but there's a certain point where it's like, you got to make a choice between, you know, what you think is best for you and, like, what you think that, you know, your astrological sign tells you is best for you. You know, should you date that person because they're, like, you know, something else? It's like, well, that's your choice. Should you date that person, you know, because they hit people? Probably not. You know, it's like,
right.
But they're, like, my compatibility. Like, they're hitting people.
Right.
Like, that's not a healthy relationship for you, logically.
Exactly.
You know, so it's, like, suffer, like, you have to make those choices on your own. The 16 personalities, I think, describes you as a person, but at the same time, you can still change if that's not the person you think you are. Because I was looking at it more, and it's like, take the test again in like 6 months to a year. See where you're at.
Gotcha.
Like, apparently your personality traits can change and like your views of everything. I've said this before again, 6 months can change a lot. One year can change a lot.
Absolutely.
We talked about, you know, in the past where like 6 months ago, we weren't hanging out with the same people that we're hanging out now. A year ago, we weren't hanging out with the same people that we're hanging out now. 3 years ago, we weren't doing the same thing that we were doing now. 5 years ago, we weren't even hanging out.
Right.
Like, everything changes within, like, an X amount of time. You know, 6 months can change everything. Six months can change your whole outlook on the entire world.
For sure.
You know, but if you continue to live with, I'm a Cancer, I can't do that because that's not what Cancers do. I shouldn't date that person because that's not compatible with Cancers. I shouldn't be friends with those people because we always butt heads. No, my mom's a Capricorn. Like, my mom's also a lion and I'm a snake. And we butt heads all the time. They say, don't be friends with that person. My mom's one of my best friends, you know, and you can't let that happen to you because, like, if I lived by that, then I'd be cutting a bunch of people off.
Absolutely.
And, like, doing a bunch of other stuff that, you know, didn't feel right to me. Should you believe in it? Sure. If you want to believe into it. Do things happen that we can't explain? Yeah, all the time. You know, is there a higher power? I think there is. Is there a single higher power? I don't believe in that. Other people do. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, do I think that because I was born in a certain area that defies who I am? No, I don't. I feel like everything should change. Okay. That goes the same with everything that we just talked about right now.
Yeah.
You know, anything and everything can change at any point, regardless of the situation. You can't change. Someone said this to me. You can't change, the situation, you can change the things that lead up to that situation. So it's like, you know, a car is going to hit another car in the middle of the road. You know, you can change if you walk down that road or not. Like, you know, the train comes at a certain time. You can change whether you get hit by that train or not. You know, it's going to happen, you know, but you can make the choices to change, you know, those things in your life so you don't hit that, you know. It's not the end of the world. You're not depressed, you know, you're not like, it's not fuck my life. It's, fuck this A or fuck that hour, you know, fuck those 30 minutes.
Like, right.
That was the worst 30 minutes of my life. That shit sucked. Okay. So get on with it. Like, pick yourself up. We've all been there. We've all been depressed. You had your spell of being super depressed. I had my spell of being super depressed. You know, we've hit some really dark areas. So I think to wrap it up, it's like, I personally think the 16 personalities hit closer to home for me because it touches on things because it asks me questions. I feel like my zodiac sign, there's some things that are similar, but I think there's times where I've reached too far and I've just assumed things are happening because of my astrological sign. I think the same thing with my zodiac sign. I think I'm the way I am because it's the product of my environment, you know, and the people I grew up around and the area that I grew up around. So, I know we didn't really have, like, a main topic of, like, how do you feel about this? Do you think this is right? Do you think it's wrong? Like, I'm just laying it out there, like,
no,
these type of things are, like, cool to look into. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's, like, the whole part of more thing. Where it's, like, what house are you in? You know, like this. Like, that's, like, a whole another episode for that, you know. But things can change every single time, and I feel like we shouldn't look so much into it. And as I said before in my post, also, like, you know, don't follow everything blindly. Question everything that you do, you know, and question everything that you follow, regardless of, like, if it's your favorite thing in the world or not. People were big friends or big people. God damn it. People were big followers of Bill Cosby, you know, and then everything came out and it's like, oh, that's not something I really want to follow anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you only saw one part of his life, but, like, a lot of people blindly follow those people, you know? It's like, it goes on with, like, so many celebrities now, you know, politicians, religion, like, anything it is, like, just question it. It doesn't have to be, like, a hard question, you know? It's just to be a simple question, like, why do you guys do it like this? Like, if they can't explain it to you, it's like, all right, why can't you explain it to me? You know, if you're not asking basic questions, like, that's a problem. There's going to be people that will have, like, those answers, like, boom, 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 you know. But there's going to be people that are going to sit there and go, I don't know why we do this. We just do it because we do it.
No, I've heard that multiple times. That really annoys me. I'm like, so you're doing this because you're just doing it? Or I'm like, you got to have a reason.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, someone even asked you, like, why are you going to church? It's like, because we're supposed to go to church. Like, why? Like, yeah. Because it's the day God tells us, like, no, it's a rest day for God. Like, you can pray at home. Like, I can pray at home? Yeah, what?
Exactly. Like, so I learned that too. Like, it's, you know, it's your own personal relationship with God. Like,
right.
I started to feel that way. You know, just because I'm not in church doesn't mean I can't pray the same way I would in church. So I agree on that. And then I just feel like people just have to, like you said, question. When you do, you'll get answers, and then you'll have a better understanding instead of you looking and doubting everything you're doing because you're just doing it off the whim, you know. That's why any kid that asks me questions, because I work with kids, and be like, oh, why are we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? Oh, we're doing this because this can happen. This can happen. And, right. Like, I told them, being a summer kid, I was like, feel free to ask me any question. I said, if you ever hear me say, because I said so, you need to fight me on it. And I told them that straight to their face. And I said, if I tell you to do something and I say, because I said so, that's not going to cut it at all. And there was a lot of kids that asked me a lot of questions. Of course, there were some times where it got annoying. But I understand, especially when you're kids, that you're curious about everything and you want to know. So, you know, I calm down, of course, and I'm saying, okay, we do this way, and we're going to do it this way.
Yeah, because you got the experience under your belt now, and you got, like, the know-how and the knowledge. You've also talked with other people that have done it for years also, and like, oh, we do it this way because it works better this way.
Yeah.
They taught me how to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's my grandpa taught me the same thing. It's like, if I don't have the answer, I'll show you where you can get the answer. You know, so like when kids ask me, why is the sun like a star? I don't know. Let's look it up. Oh, because of like the quote unquote Big Bang theory, you know, like stardust and everything other crap like formed and
right.
Boom, now we have this giant thing. It's like, oh, okay, well, that's good enough for me. And I'm sitting there going, oh, I learned something new. Like, I didn't even think of like, that's a question.
Right.
Why do we have the color orange? It's like, because it just is. Was it named after the fruit? I think that's why it was.
Right.
You know, you get red and yellow and boom, you have an orange. And like, that's the only color you can eat, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. At the end of the day, what are we saying? Like,
just do it based off, you know, yourself. Don't follow any trend. So like, if you fuck with horoscopes, and you have valid reasons, fuck with horoscopes. If you don't, you don't, you know. And then in any aspect, like religion, anything, just do it because you know that if someone asked you, for example, and came up to you and said, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You can give them a straight answer and be like, okay,
I'm done. Yeah, do it because you want to do it, not because you saw someone else do it. Or because you want to do, like, what those people are telling you to do.
Right.
You know, if you feel like you need to change religions because, like, that one's not working for you, that's fine. All religions preach, you know, peace and love and, like, you know, banding together with your people. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
Every religion is there for a reason. Every religion in its core is based off of that. No religion teaches hate.
Right.
It's just the people that, you know, try to spread it. Their views of it alter, you know, what that religion looks like to other people.
Right.
You know, and that's like the problem with the world today. You know, so if you're not questioning, it's like, why do we hate these people? Oh, because it says in the book. Does it really say that in the book, or are you just altering the words around?
Interpreting.
You know?
There's not a definite, like, words to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, there's so many play on words. Like, English is, like, the worst language in that, because there's so many play on words. But I think our message for this is, like, do it because you want to do it, You know, if you see someone else do it, cool. Like, we'll question, like, why they want to do it. For them, it might just be like, I want to teach you about God because I'm really passionate about it. Cool. Okay. Well, that doesn't mean, like, you have to follow what they do. You know?
Right.
Like, I follow a lot of celebrities that preach about God, but that's not my religion. You know, I just like the message that they put out. The message that they put out was just be a good person. Like, take that chance. Do this, do that. I'm like, yeah, I love that. You know, it's the same thing with, like, horoscopes, with these 16 personalities and, like, everything else. Like, just do it because that's what you want to do. Not because, like, everyone is telling you you should do it because of this.
Right.
It's like, but at the same time, like, if you just want to, like, you know, see a weird coincidence is...
Oh, man. You're on a roll today.
I'm struggling. You're on a roll today. Like, if you, like, want to see that, like, yeah, like, there's times it can happen, you know? There's probably... I'm probably going to get a few messages about this, about, like, I did this because of this. Like, my best partner is like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not telling you, like, it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, in my experience and from what I, like, perceive, like, that... Right. Logically, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
anything else?
Nope. I think we're all set. And we had a good conversation.
Yeah, and
I think we did almost an hour. We were expecting to do other topics, but we got into this, which is good.
Yeah, I
feel like we're getting better at this. So
I didn't think we'd stretch it this long. Honestly, I thought this was going to be like a 30 to like 45 minute podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be close to an hour on like what we talked about. I think there's so much that goes into it than what we just see off the surface.
Yes. Yeah. You can go through a lot just based off that one thing. So.
Yeah. So again, anything else you want to add to this?
No. No, not really. Just have a good night, guys. Then we'll talk to you the next episode.
And if you see this tomorrow, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we'll catch you guys in the next one.
All right.